At this point, I would be looking from the people, a motion to approve the town tax levy of $785,873 pursuant to 60.1(a)(1)(a) of the Wisconsin statutes. Is there a motion to approve the tax levy?
What if we don't approve it?
Town doesn't have any money. Yes?
John Bernard, Lac Ta Flambeau, I make a motion to approve it.
Is there a second? Betsy Ottinger? Motion has been made and seconded to approve.
Question.
Oh, yes.
Before we vote on that, what's the number of the levy?
$785,873. You got something different there. This is the notice.
This is what was on my, on my desk here.
Oh, I gave you the wrong one.
Oh.
That was me. I'm sorry, Bob. Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the town tax levy of $785,873. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Please raise your hand so I can count those.
The nays?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, could those who voted aye, please raise your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. The motion passes.
Can you count the abstainees, Matt?
Item number three, motion to authorize the board to dispose of surplus goods and property. This again is if we have a little pickup truck, anything that we would decide to sell, we need permission from you, the people, to do that. Jim?
I would like to, I just got some recent numbers on our 9 fire trucks that we have currently, and at least 3 of them are over 27 years old and older. One, a couple of them are 44, and all 3 of those have not been inspected currently, so they're, I don't know if they're being used or not, but I would like to make a motion that we dispose of those 3 vehicles, the 2 1977s, one's a Ford pumper, one's a Mack tanker, and a 1996 GM brush truck.
Well, the way this is, Bob, is it's a motion, Jim, for the board, town board, to dispose of,
yeah, I understand,
surplus. You can make a recommendation.
I make a recommendation if that's
but
what's required.
The motion would be for the board to have the ability to disperse, okay, dispose of surplus goods. And
right. I'll make it a recommendation for those 3 vehicles.
Is there a second to that?
I have a quick question. Can you define, Dennis Pearson, can you define dispose?
Sell, give away.
Public auction.
Public auction, bid it out in the paper.
Okay, I just curious.
It would be for open to the public to bid on,
okay,
things.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Steve, again, is that including real estate?
That would include real estate. Okay, there's a motion to authorize the board to dispose of surplus goods and property. Is there a second? Mike Zimmerman? There's been a second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Item number 4, motion to authorize the board to borrow money if necessary.
Request for clarification. Is this a short-term authorization, which is to say defined as less than 6 months, and if so, is it automatically repeatable so that it becomes an automatic cash line that lasts the entire year?
It's just authorize the board to borrow money, and in any way that the board would see best and most advantageous for the town. And again, as I had stated earlier, which I was not aware of from the Towns Association, that the board does have the ability to borrow money on a 10-year promissory note anyway. The board has that authority to do that. But in this case, we're also just asking the townspeople, I guess it's more of an advisory vote.
Question there.
Yes?
Mayor Kasim, does the town board routinely borrow money for cash flow purposes?
No.
With revenue flow?
We borrowed money for the new fire station, and prior to that, we borrowed money for the grader, which was about 25 years ago.
Okay, so I think you answered my question. A typical year, you would not do that?
No. Your name?
Jim Martin, Lack the Flambeau.
Yeah, in a typical year, we would not be borrowing money.
And the concept of it just doesn't seem right, like you could borrow how much?
We can borrow up to 5% of our assessed value, which...
Quite a bit.
Correct.
And if you did that, let's say, that next year, we'd be talking about a budget...
Correct.
With a high debt rate.
And that's...
It's already high. Higher because of the new fire station, no problem there.
No, because of the roads.
But...
Yep.
We could get into something like, we still have the road issue to go ahead, we gotta try to resolve. Hopefully, we can do it in this next year. But you could use those funds for anything. If you offset your budget then, as I understand it, if you offset your budget with transportation things and things you can do sub-ledger changes on, then your ultimate choice in any type of settlement would be to borrow. Use your emergency fund, but you gotta keep money in there too. So your choice would be to borrow money up to the 5%.
Yeah, and typically, I'm not speaking for the whole board here, but I'm not in favor of borrowing money if you find such, there's some other way not to do it.
Yes, most certainly.
There's one in the back there. Is that you, Jim?
Well, it was, but that answered my question if there's a limit. But by my math, then, if it's 5% of the assessed value, that's, you've got the ability to borrow over $46 million.
Correct. Jim?
This Jim?
Yeah.
Jim Somerville, Lack the Flambeau. We currently have over $500,000 in unbudgeted expenses with zero budget in revenue, in the revenue stream. And that being the case, I mean, if we really needed it, we have a reserve fund, which is our rainy day fund of $242,000, which in the past few years we put the borrowing limit at $50,000 anyway. So we have more than enough to cover that reserve if we did that. But that being said, I would like to make a recommendation or a motion to put our borrowing limit at zero, so that if the board needs to borrow money, that they would have to come back to the electors and present it to us.
Again, what I was told by the Towns Association, this was Carol, I can't remember.
The Rocky.
Yeah. The town has the ability, the town board has the authority to borrow money if it sees fit or needs to. And I had explained to her that in the past, it's been on the agenda and we've been limited to $50,000. And she said, that can be advisory only. The board has the ability under state law to borrow the money. Mm-hmm. So again, I guess you'd have to put trust in the board. You know, we're not going to borrow money if we don't need to.
You have it as a line item on that.
What?
And the motion for it.
To allow the board to borrow money. But you can say no.
But what you're saying, what you're telling the body here is that you really don't need it.
Correct.
I don't foresee it.
But we, you know, we're not, I'm not one who's going to go borrow money if there's some other way not to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is actually in the state constitution that a town can borrow up to 5% of its assessed value. I do appreciate the fact that you are working with the Towns Association. They have a lot of knowledge, and they're free, mm-hmm. because the town pays a fee. and that's really good. And also at the county level, there's a counties association, and we have to have a county board member that can sometimes dip into that to get some ideas. The roundabout way, I want to ask the question, hopefully you can answer it. The last fee you paid for the road easement issue, you sent a letter along, and people have been asking what is in that letter.
We were talking about the December payment. It hasn't been sent yet, and so I haven't written a letter yet. But
well, is that letter going to say something that this is not possible to keep going?
It's not sustainable.
And that at some point, we will not be sending tax dollars for easement?
Well, the board, I'm sure, will be having another meeting on that prior to that being sent.
Because everyone's asking.
Yeah. We're kind of getting a little bit off the subject here.
I know. I worked in that through the back door.
At this time, if there's another question regarding authorizing the board to borrow money, I'll take that. Otherwise, I'd be looking for a motion to either authorize or however you want the town board to borrow money if necessary.
Can I ask one question, Matt? If, and I'm new to just knowing how the board works here. So if you do elect to borrow money, then you'd set up a regular town meeting at least that people could...
And I'm sure that before the board went and borrowed money, we would have it on the agenda for public input. It's not a town meeting per se. It would be handled at a town board level meeting.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why you're asking the question. You can do it.
Well, but the issue is a concept, and that is that if we had to borrow money, and I could see that maybe the state would get involved, we would want to get the state involved or somebody else involved, maybe the federal people, in case it was, say it was a town road issue. Once they know that you could just do that on your own, their willingness to participate may just poof. They can borrow it themselves, let them go ahead and we'll raise the taxes and pay the budget in the next 7 years. It's that type of concept that you worry about during that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see a problem with the board making a commitment to lay it out for the electors before we go jumping off a cliff and borrowing money. I think that's...
That would be...
Yeah, because we can write people, yes. We can write our congressmen, we can try, you know. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Pat Barry again, please. Thanks. I think you've settled that the board can borrow money, but the terms and the structure around the borrowing are incredibly important. And so I would ask that there's full due process and an RFP, if possible, around the borrowing of that money to obtain the best terms possible for the town.
All right, back to item number 5. Is there a motion to authorize the town board to borrow money if necessary? John Bernard,
yep.
You make that motion. Is there a second? Second by Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Nay.
Okay, we'll have to count. Would the ayes please raise their hands? Those opposed? 15. You guys like to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know. At this point, we have an even split here. I'm not going to be the deciding factor.
Okay, well, let's recount them. Those yays on the board allowing, being able to borrow money. Could you please raise your hands again?
I changed my mind. I was a yay, I'm a nay.
Can you keep your hands up for the yays, please?
Okay, the nays? Nineteen. Okay. The motion fails. All right, on to item number 5, adjourn the special town meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?